Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
But we're going to start with a story that CBS News dropped overnight about romance scammers who have turned dating apps into hunting grounds, with people in high places demanding that the apps like Match.com do more to keep scammers off of them. And we've talked about this before. Americans lost like some $1 billion last year to romance scams. Not always, but predominantly older women. And they talk about one of them in this story from Illinois, who was swept off her feet by some guy she thought was named Frank. She thought he was an executive from Sweden. And she ended up sending her life savings, $1.5 million, to him, without ever meeting him in person. Can we play a little bit of the CBS story before we get with our guest here?
At some point, in the case of Kelly Gow's mother, she believed it was the safest place to find love.
My mom was actually very specific about wanting to do online dating.
Online dating felt safer.
Mm-hmm.
It's ironic.
I know.
Ironic. Because after Kelly Gow's mom, Laura Kowal, found a partner on the dating site Match.com, she was scammed out of $1.5 million by someone posing falsely online as Frank.
Did she show you her profile on Match.com?
She never did. I thought she could navigate that very well and would never put herself in any position where she would get hurt.
Laura was like millions of Americans who have logged onto a dating app looking for love. But according to a Pew survey, more than half the people using dating apps believe they've been approached by a scam account. Take the profile picture of Frank, who Laura met on.
And guess what? Frank's profile picture wasn't Frank. Frank did not exist. Frank wiped that poor woman out. And we've been trying to get him on the program a couple of times this week. This has been in our stack. And then I saw the CBS News story today, and we reached right back out to the president, founder, and CEO of Vita Select, Scott Valdez. Thank you so much for joining us. This can't surprise you that the people who fall victim to these scams are old, they're young, they're black, they're white. Some people have money, some people don't. We all know someone who thinks they've met that perfect person on an app, and it turns out that that person either doesn't exist or isn't who they say they are.
Yeah, you know, I mean, today it's a very common thing, and it has been for a while. I think a lot of people show up with a lot of vulnerability. You know, they're trying to meet someone hopefully they're going to spend a lot of time or the rest of their lives with. And so when you come in, you know, looking for the right person, sometimes it's really easy to fall into an emotional connection with someone before actually really getting to know them in person. And that's that's what ends up happening when people are forking over money before they've they've actually met someone.
And they ask for $10,000. And there are people listening, Scott, you know this, who will say that would never happen to me. But every single person that this has happened to would have said, I would never fall for that. And they do. So you launched your company. It's Vita Select. And I am fascinated by the notion that there are now professional matchmakers out there doing what you do to get around some of the issues that you see with traditional apps. And so I'm assuming you are able to vet people to make sure Frank from Sweden really is Frank with millions of dollars in the bank. And have you caught people trying to lie to you?
Of course. And we see it all the time. And the reality is that there are certain giveaways that someone may not be the person that they're pretending to be on dating apps. And so as a matchmaking service, we're always looking out for these things. And of course, sending someone who you've never met money is something that we would never allow our clients to do, just getting to that place where that's even feels like a viable next move in a budding online relationship. In part we're matchmakers, another part we're coaches. We guide our clients to make sure they're meeting real people and to have real relationship potential.
Do you decline clients? Has anyone ever came to you and said, look, I would like to give you some money. I'd like to be in your pool of people to date. And you look, and for whatever reason, you don't think that's a good fit. And let me give you an example, criminal background.
Yeah, of course. We criminal background all of our clients. So we have some cases where, we've signed up the client, but then after we're getting started, we get the background check results. And then we're, unfortunately, or fortunately, depending how you look at it, needing to send that client away.
Go back to one of the dating apps and ladies, beware. Who do you serve more? Because you obviously are male. Is it the men coming into you saying, I'm trying to meet a woman in a different way? Or is it the women coming in trying to meet a man? And then who is the typical client and how do they end up coming to you and why?
It's about 50-50. Men and women come to us for different reasons. A lot of men just aren't getting the results that they want on dating apps, and they're spending a lot of time on it. It's very time consuming, and so that's just very frustrating to spend a lot of time on something and not feel like you're getting closer to meeting the right person, to having that result that you want. And then women come to us for mainly because they want a better screen. Women don't want to waste their time with the wrong people. They're tired of all the time wasters, players, just people who aren't who they pretend to be. And so, those are kind of the core reasons that men and women come to us. But we see a lot of women who are just really fed up, with the dating scene, and they really do want to meet that person, but what they're doing just hasn't worked to find not matches, but the right match for them.
You work in multiple cities, I believe. Is that correct?
Yeah, we service clients all over the United States, and we have clients in Canada, the UK, and some other international locations as well.
Do people in every single city say the dating pool here is non-existent? Because that's what everyone says about Kansas City. But then I have friends in Denver, and they say that. I have friends in Chicago, and they say that.
People basically say that everywhere.
Right.
I've had a lot of people over the years ask me if they should move. And I'm like, wait, you're in New York. There are millions of potential matches for you there. I mean, it's, New York most likely is not the issue. I mean, we need to kind of take a different approach to finding the right person, but it's not the city that you're in. And so obviously some cities have bigger singles pools, like more opportunities to meet people than other cities. But generally speaking, when someone's not getting the results they want, when they're in a reasonably sized city, 300,000 more people, it's not really the city that's the issue.
What's the weirdest thing anyone has ever asked you to put a parameter on? Can you give us an example where someone will say, I want this or I don't want this? And what's like some quirky things that people ask about potential matches?
So we've seen a lot of very interesting situations over the years. We've been doing this since 2009. So as you can imagine, we've probably seen everything by now. I remember it was early on, probably like 2013. We had one potential client come to us who was very interested in meeting clowns, so clown dating. That was probably the, the strangest one that we've seen.
Because it's true. Like, people say there's someone for everyone. I feel like under that scenario, maybe that's not true. Like, maybe you're, I mean, you just say, look, I'm not sure that we can help you, right?
Yeah, of course, of course. So, I mean, like, we would love to help that individual if we had enough clowns in our pool, but unfortunately.
If you're a clown, please call Scott right now. And then finally, what, like, why has this sprung up as such a big deal now? We're starting to see this in the Midwest, in Kansas City. We're starting to see companies doing this. Why is this happening now?
Well, it's always been a thing. I think since COVID, there's been a lot of movement in the matchmaking space. I think there's just a lot of demand for people who are, you know, fed up with the dating apps, right? Like, the dating platforms themselves, the companies behind them, are up against a lot of fatigue. You know, dating app fatigue is a real thing right now, and a lot of people are just kind of over it, you know? And so when you take dating apps out of the equation, it's just like people are working from home more than ever, right? They're just not in as many situations as maybe they were before COVID, where they would naturally meet someone. And as we get older, it also becomes more difficult. So I think it's just something that people are becoming more aware of. And then there are some newer challenges to dating today.
And then lastly, Scott, why can it be so expensive? Not all of them are expensive, but some of them can be very expensive. Like, what are people paying for today?
So the cost of a professional matchmaker can range anywhere from a few thousand dollars to in the hundreds of thousands of dollars, right?
Oh my God.
The difference between these price points really just comes down to the way that the matchmaker is doing the searches, right? So some matchmakers will just kind of play within their own local pool. So it's really easy. If you have enough people to say, you know, Larry would be a good match with Sally, and you reach out to the both of them, and then you set up a blind date in some cases, or you show each other one another's photos and see if they're interested. The higher end matchmakers are a little bit more like corporate headhunters, right? So they're actually going on to LinkedIn. They have contacts all over the world. Like, they're really going out and doing a very intensive search with one specific client in mind. And usually these clients that are spending that type of money have very, very high standards and specific criteria. So that kind of search is extremely time consuming, and it's expensive to perform. And that's the reason that they can charge so much. And of course, some of these matchmakers also have a reputation, and they can only work with so many clients at once. So they just kind of raise their prices they can.
Got it. Anything else you want our listeners to know, things to look out for, things to watch out for, now that we're starting to see this more and more in our area here?
Yeah, I mean, I would just say, like, slow down, you know, on dating apps. Like, you don't, you know, have to build a fast moving online relationship. You can, you know, try to find people online on social media, do reverse image searches. A lot of times you can find pictures of other people online elsewhere that can lead you to their LinkedIn profile, for example, right? So if you just kind of slow down and take things one step at a time, talk on the phone, meet at a public place, you know, these are the things, like, that, you know, will keep you away from getting in a situation where you're sending
Bitcoin
thousands of dollars.
Yes, yes, yes. All right, Scott Valdez, President, CEO, and founder of Vita Select, thank you so much for your time today.
Thanks so much for having me.
Be well. It's a fascinating topic. I know of someone who knows two people who have been down this road, Sam, where they will hire, and I don't know what the cost was, a few thousand dollars
it's
all the way up.
It's not cheap.
It is not cheap.
Yeah.
It is not cheap.
But, I mean, what's the cost of love, you know?
Well, when you're looking for a clown, I don't know. Maybe you just go to the Barnum and Bailey Circus and knock on some tents. I don't know.
I feel like there are some very, very small circles that you can run in if you're looking for a clown.
I feel like that there's someone out there for everyone, yeah, except maybe that one person.
Maybe a really tight car that you could climb into.
We will put that. He picks you up for a date, like, nine of them get out. You're like, oh yeah. We will put the CBS News article on our social media platforms. Please do not ever, ever send anyone money that you have never met. And that also includes the scam going around where someone calls and says, I've got your son in jail here and we need $10,000 for bail money. We're seeing that here too. 913-586-7798. Coming up on Dana and Parks, new rules. If the airline decides they are canceling your flight. But there is a catch. We're going to talk about that straight ahead. Stick with us.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.